And we welcome Deb Zalesniak, CEO of the Santa Shoebox Box Project, on the line. Welcome, Deb.
Clarence, so excited to be on your show.
Great to have you, Deb. And we're asking everybody today about that favorite book of theirs that profoundly impacted their lives. What's yours?
Gosh, do I really have to choose one? Let me quickly think. I would say, look, the most recent book I've read is always the one that impacts me most. I'm a voracious reader, but The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. When I was a kid, it sparked my imagination. It showed me the potential of magic to impact the world.
That word, magic.
It expanded my magic, right? We all need a bit of magic. The way the animals were the central characters, the way they expressed human emotions, it was just, yeah, it was magic. We all need some.
Say magic and I'm sold, Deb. I'm absolutely sold. So how is the Santa Shoebox Project celebrating World Book Day today?
It's the most exciting thing ever. We have placed an order with our wonderful partners Book Dash for 70,000 books to go in every single Santa Shoebox this year. They have donated an additional 10,000. So literally every single Santa Shoebox distributed this year will have at least one book for a child in it.
What do you think is the significance of World Book Day?
I think it shines a light on how absolutely critical literacy is, not just in an academic career, but in success that follows from that. I mean, for a child, you touched on it, to enter grade one without never holding a book in their hand is a travesty. What it does is it stunts that Thrive by Five, that unrepeated rate of brain development that we must tap into as early as we can, just to, you know, to give better odds of academic success.
And you say there's a relevance for having a book in hand. This is not a Kindle kind of read that you're talking about.
It isn't. You know, books don't only support literacy. They support just about every other developmental milestone in a young child's life. We're talking numeracy. We're talking motor skills, you know, the actual physical act of turning pages, the social and emotional skills. We all know how it feels to be read to share with another child, and that incredible magic that I spoke about, the imagination that can uplift a child out of their current, perhaps, you know, a little depressing, a little downtrodden socioeconomic circumstances, and give them hope. You know, we cannot strive for better if we don't have hope.
So the digital natives born into a world of technology will still find value in a book in hand.
I absolutely subscribe to that notion.
Okay, I'm going to accept
it. What I've touched on. I mean, you know, these are children, the children certainly that we touch in terms of the Santa Shoebox Project, these are children who are used to receiving hand-me-downs. Can you imagine how exciting it must be? That crisp, newly minted book straight off the press with bright colors designed and written specifically with their receptive brains in mind. I mean, it's a very sad truth. I'll just have to share this with you, that 35% of homes in South Africa with children under the age of 10, 35% have any picture books designed for young children. That means that 65% of homes with young kids have no children's books at all.
And it's, you can't put on the Disney Channel for kids and get the same kind of return.
Absolutely, I agree with you. I mean, look, there's certainly, I understand why parents do it. Everybody needs a break. They're exhausted when they come home from work, perhaps. But there's nothing that replaces that feeling of being read to, that feeling of being included in a conversation, you know, that is inspiring and fun and warm and filled with love and good intention. That's what a book does.
Okay, so I'd like you to share just a little more about the collaborative effort between Santa Shoebox Project and the Book Dash, and maybe just how we can get involved, the public.
With absolute pleasure. Look, Book Dash is, they're my heroes. They truly are. They've got a big, fat, hairy, audacious goal of every child owning 100 books by the age of 5. It's big and hairy and audacious, but it should be in the real world. I mean, you know, why not? And I'm so proud to say that the Santa Shoebox Project has distributed, including this year, 400,000 of their books. They've done over 3 million, but 400,000 is a great start. And they've given us the absolutely incomparable price of 10 Rand per book because we're doing such a huge print run. There is a financial donation button on our website. Any increment of 10 Rand made today, made in this incredible World Book Day month, will go directly to purchasing more books for more Santa Shoeboxes. 10 Rand a book. I mean, who can possibly say no?
I'm completely with you. So 100 books by the age of 5, but we believe in magic, don't we?
I totally believe in magic. And why not? Why not?
Absolutely. Just a touch point, Deb Zelizniak is the CEO at the Santa Shoebox Project. Do you have website, maybe social media handles that we can, where we can find you?
I absolutely do. SantaShoebox.org.za is our website. Santa Shoebox, all over the media channels, the social media channels, is us. Facebook, X, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you name it, we're there. And there's a beautiful, beautiful World Book Day post happening today with our SnapScan code, taking you directly to that 10 Rand per book special offer.
Thank you, Deb. Always a pleasure chatting with you, Deb Zelizniak.